Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We now come to part 27 of this awesome series on God's love. I just cannot tell you, every time I come in to do this, to bring the Hour One Nugget and the daily devotional as well, I just feel the love of God pouring down on me. It happens so often. We're going to go to Mark's Gospel and chapter 12. And we're going to start at verse 28. I'm not going to be looking at verse 28, but I want to give you some idea of what's going on. One of the teachers of religious law was standing there listening to this debate. He realized that Jesus had answered well. So he asked, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" Jesus replied, "The most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only God. And you must love the Lord with your God. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." What I find fascinating is what comes right after this. The teacher of religious law replied, "Well said, teacher. You have spoken the truth by saying that there is one and only God and no other. And I know that it is important to love him with all my heart and my understanding and all my strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. This is more important than to offer all the burnt offerings and sacrifices required by the law." Realizing how much the man understood, Jesus said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Beloved, Jesus was teaching clearly here. And you have to remember that the religious law leaders, these guys that were teaching religious law, these rabbis, these Pharisees, they were there only to try and trip Jesus up because they thought he was a fraud. They thought this guy was a complete fraud, so all they wanted to do was to trip him up. This one here recognizes immediately Jesus' wisdom because he says to him, "You have answered well." Of course he's answered well, he's the Son of God. But Jesus is the Son of God and always will be. And he mentions right here the most important commandments. There are commandments that we need to follow, but Jesus is saying these are the most important. You see, it's no good saying, "Well, God doesn't love me that much, so how can I love other people?" God does love you. And that's the whole issue. And notice here, Jesus doesn't talk about the love of God. He talks about what we must do as a response to that, to Almighty God. He says that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Nothing, says Paul, can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. There is nothing that can do that. This is why I spend so much time talking about the love of God and talking about how we must love our neighbors as ourselves. The reason I do this is because I figure it's so important. In fact, I don't figure at all. I know it is so important. I was at a church preaching the other Sunday, and I was talking to this church about heart unity and saying, this church must have heart unity. Without heart unity, there is nothing. There is conflict. There is argument. There is backbiting. There is this person talking about that person. There's gossip. There's all of this going on within the church because there is no heart unity, because the church is not understanding how important it is that we must love our neighbors as ourselves, how important it is that we are to love Almighty God with all our mind, all our heart, all our soul, and all of our strength. Why do you think Jesus said these words? Why do you think these words were part of the commandments, the Ten Commandments that came down from Mount Sinai? Why do you think God chose these specific words? Why do you think he said to us that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart? There's the first thing. We need to love with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. Nothing in our bodies, nothing in our heads, nothing in our hearts, nothing in our spirits have been left out here. Do you see what I'm trying to say? Nothing has been left to chance. Nothing has been left out. This is how we are to love God. God is to be the number one in our lives, beloved. There can't be anything above us loving God. There can be nothing. Why? Because I believe God is a jealous God. He says it in Scripture. God is a jealous God and therefore does not want you and your mind occupied with other things. How often, I want you to be honest with me now, I want you to think about this. How often when you're going through something, when you're going through a crisis, when you have a problem, when there is an issue in your life, how often does your mind drift from that of Almighty God and go on to the issue that you're dealing with? How often does that happen? About 6 months ago, I said a prayer here on Worship Radio 247. And I said, Lord, shine your torch in every area of my life. And you were repeating that prayer. And God did just that. He has completely changed me. He has shown me things in my life that were wrong. He has pinpointed them and brought them out into the open and said, this is wrong. It needs to be changed. I didn't change it. God Almighty himself changed it. Changed my whole life in that area. And he said to me, this is what I want. I want you to love me with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength. And every time, I can tell you this now, every single time I take my focus away from God, every time my eyes slip from Almighty God and they slip onto the issue that I'm dealing with at that time, every single time, that's when it's wrong. That's when it goes wrong. Because I have not got my focus, my attention on Almighty God as often as I should. And therefore, if my attention and my focus isn't on Almighty God, how can I say that I love him with all of my heart, my soul, my strength? How can I? I can't. And therefore, every time I'm going through a problem, I say, Lord, I can't deal with this on my own. My focus is on you. And Almighty God is there every single time. And you know what? He never, ever lets me down. Because I keep my focus well and truly on Almighty God. And that is what we are called to do right here. You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And the second is equally as important. Watch. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. I want you to imagine. If you loved your neighbor as yourself, if you loved those people in your church as you love yourself, if you were to love those people the way they were supposed to be loved, can you see that heart unity would be very, very prevalent in your body, in your church? Can you see that? It would be so prevalent. There would be heart unity. There would be no more backstabbing, no more fighting, no more criticism, no more, I don't know what to say. There would be no more conflict, beloved. It would be gone. Let's focus our attention on Him. In Jesus' mighty name, say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind, and with all of my strength. And I promise you, with my will, I will love my neighbor as myself. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.